Oregon State receiver Marcus Wheaton practiced at Reser Stadium yesterday and afterward pronounced himself good to go. The junior strained a hip flexor on Friday and could barely run on Monday, but Wheaton said the injury after another day's rest and some anti-inflammatories is no longer a real concern. That's good news for the Beavers, who've been plagued by injuries in preseason camp. Steve Elkington and Scott McCarron yesterday combined to shoot a 59. They won the inaugural Umpqua Bank Challenge by 6 strokes. The best ball event at the Portland Golf Club is a resurrection of sorts. Host Peter Jacobson for years hosted the Fred Meyer Challenge. McCarron, by the way, he teamed with Wilsonville's Brian Hanninger to win the final Fred Meyer Challenge all those years ago. Eric Chavez played at a pair of runs to back 6 innings of work from C.C. Sabathia. The Yankees rolled to a 5-2 win over the Red Sox yesterday. Sabathia says he battled tough against the Bo Sox.
It was good tonight. But, you know, they did put some good at-bats together, fouled off some good ones, you know, hit some good ones hard. So, but I think that was a big part of, you know, my changeup was better. And I was, you know, I felt like I was around the plate a lot.
Sabathia struck out 10, allowed 2 runs on 10 hits to improve to 18-7 on the season. Other American League winners were Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, Texas, the White Sox, and the Angels, while Washington, Philadelphia, Florida, Houston, St. Louis, Arizona, the Dodgers, and the Cubs picked up National League wins. And the NCAA has penalized 8 Miami football players for receiving improper benefits. We'll give you more information on that a little bit later on this morning. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.